Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney is out sick and hopefully speedy recovery and back tomorrow morning. We are going to get to Hill Notes coming up in just a little bit. So still some time if you'd like to leave a voice note on any topic on the Odyssey app. And get the Odyssey app locked and loaded because these Red Sox games that remain matter and you can listen to them all day, all night, as long as they go on the Odyssey app. And it's really easy to download it and to enjoy this radio station and this radio program on the Odyssey app when you cannot listen on the radio. This is Zombie. Oh, Zombie from the Twitch chat. Are you now YouTube Zombie?
I am. I'm over on the Red app. Yay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, a big problem.
Well, I have a theory. Yeah. I have a theory as to... I have a theory as to why you're banned on Twitch.
Ooh.
Now, as somebody who's very, very experienced as a creator on this app, one, Twitch never explains why. They just don't. Okay. They'll send you a length of ban, and then they just say, eat it, right?
Yeah, right.
The thing is this. You guys are very good about not doing, you know, anything you're not supposed to. Now, the other day when you showed that all 22 content, what happens is if you do not delete that VOD, their scanners will go back through and you can be banned for something you did a week ago.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Now, I know that you guys have like accidentally exposed an address once and, you know, things like that. And you're just kind of like, oh, shoot. And I definitely went back and like the VOD was deleted and I could see that.
You need
to do that with the day that you showed that content and it'll prevent anything in the future. Because you guys, you know, Shime's not dumping out on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's nothing else that's going to, you know, nothing else that's going to get you in trouble. But I think it's that.
What you're saying is it's Wiggy's fault because that was Wiggy on the all 22 footage. And that's Wiggy's.
But didn't get deleted. It got deleted.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I didn't send the all 22 footage.
Yeah, Ken's running it up the flagpole as we speak.
It ain't on me.
Yeah. So I wanted to just take a minute today. Because one of my all-time favorite rants, a drop I've heard probably more than any other locally and nationally.
More than Moose Soup?
Yes. Well, okay. Recently I heard that, but okay. Growing up I was not on AAF.
Okay.
The Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State.
Yes.
Rest in peace. He got fired. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His rant about being 40 years old inspired me to do a emergency top five of my favorite deranged coach rants.
I see. Okay.
And so
he'll coach again somewhere. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he's made enough money. Yeah. I mean, he probably doesn't have to, but
he's still young and, he was at Oklahoma State for like 20 years, crazy.
They had like five winning seasons before, and then they got like 15 when he was there.
Yeah, he'll get another game.
By the way, Boone Pickens, that guy's got some bread. here, in case you have just were born today, but this is the great rant from Mike Gundy that inspired the emergency top five.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
I love the claps at the end.
Okay, now, so that inspired you. It's emergency top five best coach rants.
Deranged coach rants.
Okay,
press conferences.
Only, I mean, everywhere. College only?
I go all through the sports.
Right. Okay.
So next, I go to you'll hear it briefly every day at the beginning of They Said It, which is a back and forth on the topics from the day before.
Yes.
This is an OG, the best one in Boston sports history.
Okay.
Rick Pitino.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through the door, they're going to be gray and old. What we are is young, exciting, hardworking, and going to improve. People don't realize that. And as soon as they realize that those three guys are not coming through that door, the better this town will be for all of us. Because they're young guys in that room playing their asses off. I wish we had $90 million under the salary cap. Wish we could buy the world. We can't. The only thing we can do is work hard.
All time.
The negativity of this town sucks.
He didn't realize, Rick Pitino didn't realize how soon he would be walking through that door as well.
Yes.
in the out direction.
Yeah. Goodbye, Rick Pitino. Thanks for firing Red.
I hope Jim Mora's on this list.
I don't have Jim Mora.
Really?
Okay.
I have my OG.
Coming in at number third?
Number third. Dennis Green.
All right, that's a good one.
Yes.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? Shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
I loved that after Monday Night Football.
That was a good one.
Did you ever play for Dennis Green?
No, never played for him.
And then locally, Jim Calhoun was kind of like a teapot, as we call Bill O'Brien. And he was exhausted by the questions about why Ryan Gomes escaped Storrs, Connecticut and headed to Providence. And here was that.
What does Gomes do that just blows you away now that you maybe no one saw?
You only go throughout the country with the guys that came and didn't go. I'm a genius. I took a Mecca over for it 100. It's the dumbest question I've ever heard. I've explained it 1,000 times. I up. I didn't take Ryan Gomes. Jesus Christ Almighty. It
I
took 18 months to sell it, to sell the kid to Providence. It's been written about. It's been talked about. Don't head. If you ask a question, I'm telling you how I feel about it. I took a Mecca Okafor and Caron Butler. They're not bad. I can't take every player. We have 13 scholarships. But I'm tired of talking about it. Ryan, I've just said, he's one of the best players in our league and starting to be look like one of the best players in the country. I don't know what else I can say. And if you want me to say I f*** up.
I love that.
That's a good one. Another UConn coach who's had some good one. Gino, did he make your list?
I didn't do female sports.
Okay. Yeah.
But right. I think that's great. We should be inclusive.
Yeah.
I also have a guy that has been quoted forever on ESPN, Herman Edwards, on why you play football.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
So those are mine. All right. I don't know if anybody else would have.
I would add Jim Moore, number one.
A lot of texters are saying the list is fraudulent without Jim Moore on
Jim
there.
Moore, definitely number one. Yeah. Playoffs!
Yeah. Maybe that was a whiff. Maybe it was overplayed on those commercials over the years. But
pretty good, though, Curtis.
Yeah, that was a good list.
Thank
pretty
you.
Good list, that's Curtis. A good list. All right, we are about to get to Hill Notes coming up. Right now, though, Scheim in Courtney's absence with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. A big win for the Red Sox last night as they beat the Blue Jays 4-1. Lucas Giolito had to grind through his start, going 4 2/3, allowing one run on three hits and striking out three. Nathaniel Lowe went 2 for 2 in the game with two RBIs, including the go-ahead RBI single in the sixth. The Sox are back at it tonight with the Blue Jays in Toronto, 7:07 first pitch, with Garrett Crochet on the mound opposite Max Scherzer. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcand at 6:07 for the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. And some bad news for the Sox as they're getting ready for the playoffs. According to Craig Breslow, Roman Anthony has quite a bit of room to go before he can actually start baseball activities. With 5 games left, the Red Sox currently sit in the second wildcard spot, 1 game up on the Detroit Tigers, who have lost their division lead to the Cleveland Guardians. The Ryder Cup opening ceremonies have been moved up to today as they expect some inclement weather Thursday at Bethpage Black, and then they will have the opening round on Friday.
How are you wagering this puppy?
I don't really have, I'll be honest, I don't really have a wager play for you. The only one that I've played so far is there to be under 10.5 matches determined on the 18th hole. None of these last.
Okay.
There's no way that many last till the 18th hole.
Right.
So I will go under 10.
Dormy. You're very familiar with the Dormy
scenario. I am,
scenario.
Greg. You smacked my ass.
Yes.
Like, I am
save
very familiar.
That.
And the Boston Bruins got a 5-4 overtime win against the Rangers in preseason action. Trending Now was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. With symmetrical all-wheel drive, find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Coming up next, your Hill Notes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.